Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Oh, of all the morning intros, I think I've missed that one the most.
Oh, sweet Thursday.
Just sweet Johnny Mathis.
Just to ease us in to another day.
A Thursday?
Yeah. We rounded the corner, or we're rounding the corner?
My corner started yesterday, so I don't know where I'm at on the street.
Oh, yeah.
You're rounding the corner for sure.
3-day work week.
Yeah.
But also, I just feel like, oh, wait, rabbit.
Thank you, rabbit, to you
and
yours.
We have a brand new month.
Welcome to February, a leap year, a 29-day February.
I woke up this morning and maybe not first, but second or third thought was, oh my gosh, it's finally not January. January drug on forever.
Get that thing out of here.
What the heck, January?
Well,
go
when
home.
You had three major snow events in a row, followed by what I was told by our house sitter was major ice events in a row.
Yes.
Yeah. Good day, sir.
Good day to
you. I said good day.
And you take your winter weather with you, and I will see this February, almost 50 degrees, and I will take
it. It's a weirdly mild February start, as everything I'm looking at is in an upper 40, if not close to 50. And it feels like we're getting these upper 40s, and then the sun breaks through in the afternoon, and it kind of nudges us up a couple extra points.
And I know I shouldn't trust it, but I am just so comfortable right now. I'm like, yep, spring, here we go.
Enjoy it in the moment, but don't give it money.
Don't trust it.
Don't loan it anything, because it will leave town on you.
No loans.
This spring's going to knock on your door and ask for $20.
Uh-huh.
And I'll catch you next month.
This is fake Iowa spring.
It's gone.
Dang it.
Oh, they worked. Oh, fell for it again.
Fool me again.
We know how this works. We've gone through.
But I just want to trust it.
Don't. I just told you what not to. Do not trust it. Do not trust it.
But it's so nice. I went for a walk yesterday. It was glorious.
It's going to be sunny again today.
I did a selfie with the sun. We both smiled.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty sure. It had those beams.
Did you point at it like you're standing next to a famous person?
Did you? Did I send it to you?
No. Or did you mean to?
No.
Thank you.
I took this picture and it was like the beams coming out.
That's cool.
Like a kid drawing the picture of the sun. It was glorious.
Did you make it your screensaver? Your wallpaper?
Yeah, I always put pictures of myself with the sun as my wallpaper.
Why not? It puts you in a good mood. Why'd you take the picture?
Exactly, because I was in such a good mood.
Yeah,
thank you.
Make it your background photo.
Get out of here, my kids.
Throw it on your Facebook page. Up your social media game with a picture of you and the sun.
Be more social, Claire.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It's my recommendation.
All right. I'll share that with the world.
Please do.
Yeah.
Want to see it.
This is me and the sun. Remember him?
I found him. That's what you just type. I found him.
Sun's been playing the role of Waldo. Found you.
He's been there all the time.
Yep.
Just in a big group of people at the mall.
Yes.
And he's the only one wearing a red and white striped sweater and a stocking cap.
Found him, though.
Well, thanks for looking, because I think everybody appreciates that.
Yeah.
And a little bit more sun and more melting and more of me just praying my sump pump continues to run.
Please run. Please run.
It's on the minute. It's running once a minute right now.
Every minute.
Every minute.
Up to date.
Buying a home at the bottom of a hill didn't seem like a big deal a couple years ago.
You don't think about it. Or whenever you were like looking
at the
home.
It's the time of season we were looking at the house.
No.
Which was actually around March, April. It was around Easter. And had it been dry enough, we hadn't heard anything.
We went in the summer and we were like, oh, it's fine. And then we found out that they like installed some sort of piece backwards and it works, but it's louder.
Ours is
like, I don't think I would have bought this house if I'd known this.
We have a shared wall with that room and our bedroom. But it's kind of like living next to a subway. At some point, you're just used to it. You kind of look forward to it.
Noise blindness.
It lulls you to sleep. Boom. Oh, yeah. That's my lullaby.
We're awake and we're asleep by the sound of the sump pump.
Right now, since I don't know what time it is when I get home, because I'm still working on my clocks, my internal body clocks, I'm still falling asleep, no problem. We're good.
Don't you worry. Dancing Eric Hansen's getting plenty of sleep.
Yes, I am, people.
Plenty of sleep.
I almost skipped dinner just to sleep last night.
Ooh.
I was just so tired, because 7 p.m. is like, I know. I'll get through it.
I don't skip meals, so I wouldn't.
I'm adding 2 hours of good, solid sleep every night.
Yeah?
Because, like, when we got back, I was up at 1 a.m.
No, thank you.
Ready to go. Take on the day.
Mm-mm.
This morning I was up at 3, ready to go take on the day. So I'm getting closer to my regular cycle. So that's good.
That's more normal.
I'm working through. That's what the weekend will help me get.
I started getting excited when I woke up, like the moment I realized it's February 1st, because I feel like once we flip the calendar, mm-hmm. there's a lot to look forward to. Of course, there's things like Valentine's Day, and we've got Z102.9's Gowntown on February 25th.
Like, we've got two family birthdays in the month of February to celebrate very soon.
See, that's fun. Mm-hmm. It's just like little things to look forward to, like the Super Bowl, even that's coming up. We got the Grammys coming up this Sunday.
Okay.
The return of some of our favorite TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
Curb Your Enthusiasm's final season stars Abbott Elementary is back. Love is Blind. I love Love is Blind on Netflix on the 14th. So many things. President's Day is the 19th.
Good point. I forgot about that.
A little day off for some people. Mardi Gras is the 13th. The movie Argyle, been looking forward to that. That
was advertised everywhere in London.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It opens tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah. So a lot of things.
Good thing we have 29 days to get through all of that stuff.
We're going to need it.
Also, and a leap day.
Also a leap day.
Or maybe that's the day to recover from all of February.
Because of all of the great stuff to look forward to.
There's a lot of February to celebrate in February.
Catch up on leap day.
Let's get to it.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
What?
What are you thinking about?
Hey, friend.
Hey, friendo.
Me? Yeah, you. Specifically you. I know for sure you.
Oh.
What? What do you mean, oh?
I assume first that I did something wrong.
I'm coming for help.
Oh, okay.
Help me.
Oh, okay.
You're of the Lenten persuasion, right?
Yes.
You're a Lent participant.
I am a Lenten participant.
You do the fish thing on Fridays?
Yep.
That's you and your family?
That's me. Okay, cheese pizza good. Sometimes, man.
Help a brother out.
Ahoy!
I loved every day I spent in the great, great metropolitan community of London, England.
Ugh.
Well known for their fish and chips.
You were actually training for your trip
to London.
I was
having more fish and chips here to get ready for it.
Yeah, you're like, I got to train. I got to get ready because I'm going to have so much fish and chips when I get there.
Guess what I never had when I was in London?
You didn't.
I tried to order it twice and...
You tried.
Well, one was like late night rooms. We were still trying to get used to the time change.
Yeah.
It was late and they had like an after hours menu, but it wasn't on there. I'm like, hey, can you just like, nope, sorry.
Make it?
And then the other time, restaurant in the hotel, the quote, fryer was down, end quote. Which is like, what do you mean you're not making McFlurries, right?
Yeah, come on, man.
Well, we had to clean
right
the machine.
There on the sign.
I know. While my fellow travelers had fish and chips on multiple occasions, at those restaurants, I wanted to just try something else. Because like, I'm going to get it eventually. Zero fish and chips.
Wow.
While I was in the fish and chips capital of the world.
That shocks me about you because you are Mr. Fish and Chips on any regular day. And I would have assumed you would have basked in it.
So, Lenter, when does...
just call me Lenter.
When does it start?
Valentine's Day.
Yes!
Yes! Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day are the same day, which just seems like two very...
I'm sure that's happened before, but that's...
It's happened before, but it's not my favorite combination.
Will they be doing ashes in a red tone?
shape of a heart. No, we can't change the color of the ashes. Just,
thumb down. It's a heart. Jesus loves me. Does that work?
I'm not opposed to asking. Like, I think that's a pretty good suggestion. Or if you just one thumbprint and just to the side and then another thumbprint to the other side.
You don't have to move your thumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, you just get two ashes. That's a great idea. I love that idea. But after that, will you...
Is there a suggestion box at church? Can we just put that in there?
Do you, the fish fries that you're aware of, do they sell french fries so it's fish and chips? Because I want fish and chips. Or is it mostly just like
a lot of them are dinners?
Yeah,
but I think
there's drive-through ones.
There's drive-through ones, and you can get just fish and chips.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm coming to you for a list because I need my fish and chips.
You know what I do? I create a little list of what I'm looking forward to on the weekend
uh-huh.
and coming up in the Lenten season. I will try to incorporate different fish fries.
Oh, you will?
I will.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll keep you up to date on all the fish fries.
That's very helpful.
I'm your fish fry. Oh, no, I'm your Lenter.
You're of the Lenten persuasion.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You're my Lenter.
Is that what I'm taking on a project for Lent? Yes.
Does that count?
Yes. Yes. You are my Lenten journey.
You're welcome.
Yes.
You get me to fish fries.
Okay.
And you're one step closer to heaven.
All right.
Is that how it works?
Basically, yeah. Sure.
Did I just boil it down?
I just Disney fast passed it to heaven.
Woohoo! Sorry, front of line. I got front of line.
Oh, excuse me.
Front of line.
Oh.
I helped my friend in hell get fish and chips.
He helped my friend in hell.
He's not here with me. He's down there. But he got all the fish and chips he wanted because I helped.
Don't worry.
Hi, front of line.
He really enjoyed his time on Earth. He had all the fish and chips he wanted.
Now he's getting fried, huh?
It's called irony, friends. Irony.
That'll be very helpful. And I'll help you through your Lenten journey.
Wow.
I'm so happy for you.
I'm happy for you.
Also, apparently, I'm going to hell.
You're getting fish and chips, and then you're going to go straight to HE double hockey.
It's going to be a great ride, though. I'm licking my fingers.
That was
what was on my mind, was fish and chips.
Delightful.
What's on your mind?
I observed something, but I'm sure I'm not the only one. Somebody took it upon themselves to spread joy, and I am here for it. In my neck of the woods, near my homestead, there is a roundabout. City has been putting more and more of these in place, and at first, I was up in arms, and I was not having it.
They're not hard.
But they're not.
It's change.
It's changed. Mm-hmm. It's hard. But once you get your roundabout rules down, they are so great.
They're slick.
You don't have to like stop every time. You can just kind of make your way through. It's just a quick little turn. I like them a lot, actually, now that I'm used to using them. But the one that's near my house, they decided that they didn't want people to be confused or to be going too fast and just go over it, right?
The rumors I heard were some of the first ones, they didn't put in any barriers and people were just driving over them.
I have seen several people of the older persuasion.
Yeah, just go through it.
Just go straight through because I'm not driving around in circles. But this one, there is no doing that because they put like a huge berm, like a hill is right in the middle of the roundabout. So you can't even see who's directly across from you because of the hill. But atop the hill now stands a brand new site. I think it's maybe been a week or so that somebody installed a Christmas tree. And now every time I use the roundabout, I am quite literally rocking around the Christmas tree.
How long has it been there?
About a week, I want to say.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's brought me a lot of joy, besides the fact that it has toppled over.
Oh, no.
And I want to fix it.
Get out of the roundabout. Park in a safe location.
But I feel like I need a buddy. It needs to be a buddy system because that roundabout.
You get me fish and chips, I will help your tree.
Will you?
Yes.
Okay, let's go get fish and chips and fix a tree.
Can we go do that together? A Mississippi man accused of destroying a statue of a pagan idol at Iowa State Capitol is now being charged with a hate crime. The statue was brought to the Capitol by the Satanic Temple of Iowa under state rules allowing religious displays in the building during the holidays. Prosecutors now upgrading the charges against Michael Cassidy to a felony under Iowa's hate crimes law. Cassidy, a former congressional legislative candidate from Mississippi. By the way, the Satanic Temple isn't about Satan. They're using it to get attention. They're just advocating for secularism. They're just it doesn't always have to be, I guess, religious is their point.
Huh.
But they fit the bill. They had every right to be there. And he technically shouldn't have destroyed it. So we'll see where that goes. Let's give you one of these. A sports shot. Caitlin Clark moving into second on the NCAA women's basketball career scoring list. She had 35 points, 10 assists, 6 rebounds. Hawkeyes taking down Northwestern 110-74 on the road in Evanston last night. Her 13th game, by the way, this season with at least 30 points. She currently has 3,424 career points as a basketball player, averaging 32.1 points a game. At that pace, right now she's number 2 on the list.
Yeah.
To get to number 1, she needs to eclipse 3,527 points. If the math works out, Iowa versus Michigan, February 21st, should be the game where she breaks the record.
This month?
This month.
Okay.
So let's just keep an eye.
Oh my gosh.
On that one. So you may be in your younger days and you do enjoy a night out on the town on the weekend.
Oh, yes.
You may be in your, I used to have younger days, and you don't do that as often.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do decide to commit to going out all night long, there's actually, you're kind of making a deal, right? You're putting your safety into the hands of the bartenders.
Yeah.
And the bar owners, of all the places you go, the security. And there's a lot of training that goes into that. But there's a new program called the Safe Bar Network, which works with, so this is an independent group. So when you get a liquor license as a building, you still need to have compliance training.
Yeah.
But the bartenders are like, that's like second grade reading level. This is the good stuff.
Okay.
And this new program, by the way, right now in Ames, the town of Ames will be certified as the most densely trained Safe Bar Network campus across the United States.
My brother-in-law was a bouncer at a bar during his college days. And from what he told me about, like, that experience of, like, taking care of people, I was like, well, that's really interesting, the care that goes
into
it.
That's the attitude. So they teach you how to deal with stress, what to notice in your body when you start to feel stressful, how to be less stressful with customers and peers, right? Because, uh-huh, like, you're slinging drinks and you're getting all these orders, you could be barking at one another. Maybe how to be more mindful of your surroundings. That seems a little weird over there. Maybe I should pay more attention. How to recall incidents better if you have to give a report to the authorities.
Wow.
All of this is in this training that, according to the bartenders, is not in the state training. So there are now 13 bars in Ames that are all doing this Safe Bar Network. And according to this program, that's the most densely trained bar area across the United States.
That's really cool.
Is now on the Ames College campus.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Last week, the Oscar nominations were released, and it was revealed that the biggest snub was to the woman herself, Barbie.
This is brand new news to me, by the way.
I can't believe you didn't know this.
I knew, like, Oppenheimer got a billion nods, but I didn't know Margot Robbie was not nominated.
Margot Robbie not nominated. Greta Gerwig not nominated.
That one, actually, more than Margot Robbie, disappoints me.
I agree. I completely agree.
She conceived of the whole thing.
Yes.
She wrote it.
She wrote it. She directed it. It's here because of her. It was really disappointing, I think, on a lot of levels. And people were upset on their behalf. Ryan Gosling released a statement saying, you know, like, I am Kenuff, but I wouldn't be here without them. So Margot Robbie finally chiming in on the whole snub situation. She said, there's no way to feel sad when you know you're this blessed. Obviously, I think Greta should have been nominated for director because she did this once in a career, once in a lifetime thing. But it's an incredible year for films. And we set out to do something that would shift culture, affect culture, just make some sort of impact. And it's already done that. And then some. And it's more than we dreamed it would.
Sometimes the award is almost like the afterthought.
Yeah.
It's like you get rewarded for a job well done, but you already knew you did the job well.
Exactly. Because more people are thinking about how that snub really looks.
Yeah, it's
right?
True.
We wouldn't have probably thought that prior to. In other news, Robert Downey Jr. said that he doesn't think Margot Robbie got enough credit for her performance as Barbie, specifically the scene where America Ferrera delivers this big monologue on how hard it is to be a woman. He said, if you watch Margot Robbie in that scene, that is an incredible performance of her reaction. So, just something.
My favorite part of the movie.
Something to think about. I know. I'm like, I'm getting goosebumps talking about that scene. So, okay. Keep it together. Keep it together. Because first, before the Oscars, we got football. We are getting excited. I know the NFL is super excited to bring us Super Bowl Sunday. So excited that they shared a little behind the scenes video. They've got all this footage and stuff, and they want to get everybody pumped up.
They tape everything.
They do.
Sidelines, different camera angles of the games, locker room stuff.
They're everywhere. Yeah, they were in the locker room. They were in the locker room last weekend during the AFC Championship game, and they caught Patrick Mahomes on camera, this, you know, young, excited, professional athlete who apparently has a dad bod.
Got a little bit of a keg, not a six pack. Is that what you're saying?
Come to find out. Yeah, it's not full on like, oh gosh, like he's not
sculpted.
He's not sculpted. Okay. He's not an Adonis. There's a little bit more of a punch there than you'd expect. And he's like, hey guys, the fact that everybody is pointing this out, yo, why they have to do me like that, said Patrick Mahomes. Like, I got kids. #dadbodsin.
I'm eating mac and cheese on the side.
You know, those, like, I was always surprised that the shoulder pads just change so much of the silhouette.
It tapers you.
It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should wear them on a regular basis.
Why can't we bring it back, the 80s shoulder pad for everybody?
You and I could be the groundbreakers.
Let's do it. And let's just kind of catch up on a Z-Sleaze story I brought you earlier this week. X followers were kind of rocked when Elmo checked in with everyone. Elmo had a very simple tweet just asking, how is everybody doing? But I think the internet and Elmo were probably very surprised at the response that Elmo received, because it was not all sunny days. It was a lot of sadness. People were very raw and very real with Elmo. There was responses as small as, like, oh, Elmo, I ran out of milk today, to more significant topics like, I'm just exhausted and I'm tired and emotionally weary. Like, people were just unloading.
But maybe that's good.
Exactly.
You need an outlet.
Maybe that is good. In a follow-up tweet, Elmo said that he was glad that he asked everybody and reminded everyone the importance of checking in with a friend. And then he got checked in by a friend, the president of the United States. President Biden weighed in on Elmo's self-check. He had a tweet and said, you know, some days it's hard to sweep the clouds away and get sunnier days, but we have to be there for each other. Offer help to your neighbor in need. And above all else, ask for help when you need it. Even though it's hard, you are never alone.
That sounds wonderful.
So I guess in a way, Elmo is healing the world.
He does that daily.
Wow.
On Sesame Street.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
He's an international man of mystery.
I'm the Austin Powers of Eastern Iowa, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Included roughly 3 days in New York, about five in London.
Mm-hmm.
And in both of those circumstances, we get into our little tiny rooms, big cities, tiny rooms, big price tag.
Yes.
But we make ourselves a home. We unpack our luggage. That's our home until we leave. It makes absolute sense to unpack your luggage.
Don't subscribe to this at all. I think a weekend trip, definitely not.
Now, you know what? And let's take it from the perspective of, you're out of town for longer than 2 days.
Okay.
A Chicago trip, a St. Louis trip, I totally get, right? Because by the time you're there, you're getting ready to leave.
Then it's time to turn around and come back home.
But something like this, where maybe you've got the whole family's going down to Disney. You've done something internationally. You are out of the state, into Denver, right? We did Red Rocks last year for a concert. That was a week.
Yeah.
Unpack. You unpack.
You do not.
Why don't you?
I don't unpack my bag because the way bags work nowadays, like, you just zip off the top. Everything's right there. I'm going to pick up everything that I have already spent time packing in my bag and then put it in a different storage container. Makes zero sense. Total waste of time. I am there to have a good time. I'm going to go off and I'm going to have the good time. I'm not going to waste my time in the hotel room unpacking my bag. It's a lot easier. You know, I've just saved all that time. It's also a matter of, like, if I start putting stuff in drawers in this room, I could forget things. I could lose things. And that's not what I'm here for. I'm here for the good times. Also, do you ever think about, does the hotel staff clean the drawers? Are they sanitized for your protection?
For the protection of my clothes?
Yes. Yes.
I trust that they do their job. Yes. They clean everything else in the room. Why wouldn't they clean the drawers?
They clean the inside of the drawers.
When they flip the room, of course. Why not?
In my mind, there is just no way. And there's just no way I'm going to be putting my under things in that. So no, no, thank you. I will keep all of my clothes in the bag. They're fine. Everything's good in there.
You're going on vacation. You're going to have a good time with the family. You've done a little bit of probably pre-planning, so you actually know what outfits you're bringing along, right? You've actually put effort into putting clothes into a bag.
So much effort.
Thank God. Thank you for saying that. Now, doesn't it feel good? Don't you want your clothes to stretch a little bit? Like, I've been stuck in that plane forever. They want to out. They want to be hung up. They want the world to see them. They want you to see them so you remember exactly what you packed.
But you're putting them away.
You're putting them you're putting them into a form they like to be in. They like to be in cabinets and closets and hung up. That's how they like to either be on your body.
Happy t-shirts and up drawers.
They do. That's their home. Put them in their home. That's where they go. Secondly, are you then putting your dirty clothes back into your luggage with your clean clothes?
At the end of the trip.
No. You put the clean clothes in the closet. Now your luggage is a place for dirty clothes.
Oh, no.
And the two will never, ever mix because you've kept them separated.
No, sometimes there'll be like a drawer or the bottom of the closet. That's where the dirty
clothes
go.
Oh, you're putting your dirty... So you'll use the stuff in the hotel for the dirty clothes.
That, my dirty clothes are God. Your clean clothes spot.
Also, it helps you remember what you packed because you could actually lay them back out. You're like, oh, yeah, I forgot I brought that sweater. Oh, thank goodness I didn't remember a swimsuit because you've unpacked.
I'm not a goldfish. I know what I packed.
There are times I will challenge you that you've not shown up to a hotel and you're like, oh, I swore I had that. And you left it out.
Whoopsie.
Right?
Yeah.
You left it back in your house.
Yeah.
If you unpack your bag, you'll know exactly what you brought with you.
Okay.
Put clothes into their home. They want to be put away. That's what clothes are designed to do. They like to make you look good, and they like to be safe and secure in their home. Not, I'm bunched up in a bag. I don't want to be here.
Make
I'm a
your
sweater.
Jeans happy.
Make your jeans happy, okay. Claire. Put them away.
Okay.
Why would you put all of this furniture in the room in the first place if you're your hotel? It's for people to use.
It's to have surfaces to set stuff on.
Okay, here's my counteroffer. If you're not going to unpack and hotels, take out all the cabinets because Claire doesn't need them. Just then a wall of outlets. That's what we need.
That would be nice.
A wall of outlets. That would help things.
You know what? I would not argue with a wall of outlets. That'd be super
helpful.
It
is absurd that you were living out of a suitcase for more than a week. Why would you do that?
No, because that's how I have always done it. I do not need to unpack my bag. I am team no. You don't need. It's unnecessary.
I'm an unpacker. I'm a team yeser. So when you call Jerry in a hurry, if you are an unpacker, you're a yes vote. That's a vote for Eric.
A no is a vote for Claire. Keep that stuff in your bag.
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Hi, Jury in a Hurry. Are you a unpacker or do you just leave them in the suitcase?
I'm an unpacker. I'm a mom of littles and I like to stay organized. So it makes it a heck of a lot easier to have everything kind of like a comfort, like you're at home. So
it's at the ready. It's like you're in your new house. Yes. Thank you for your vote. I appreciate it. Hi, Jury in a Hurry. On vacation, do you unpack or do you just kind of live out of the suitcase?
I unpack.
Another unpacker.
More unpackers?
Yeah.
Who are these people?
Let's unpack this phone call, shall we?
All up.
Jury in a Hurry, are you unpacking on vacation? Yes or no?
Yes, unpack.
Unpack.
What? Why? Okay, there have to be more people out there like me who just keep the stuff in the bag. It's easier.
Silly people who live out of luggage?
Yeah.
Hi, Jury in a Hurry, you're on vacation. Are you unpacking that bag or living out of your suitcase?
I'm living out of my suitcase.
Amen,
too
sister.
Dirty, and I don't want to lose anything.
Yes, keep it all contained.
Our family does something called a dummy check, so you make sure you check all the drawers before you leave, dummy. That way you don't forget anything. Jury in a Hurry, do you unpack your clothes into the closet and all the stuff in the room, or do you just live out of the bag?
It's a big yes. You got to unpack it. My kids always called it a hometel, not a hotel.
Oh,
it's
that's adorable, Claire.
Oh,
her kids are cute. I love it. It's a hometel. Hi, you're on vacation. Are you unpacking or living out of the suitcase?
I'm living out of my suitcase.
Yes, you
are. Another one in the Claire column.
Yeah, let's not waste time unpacking.
Hi, Jury in a Hurry. You're on vacation. Are you unpacking that bag fully or are you living out of the suitcase?
Team, yes, absolutely unpacked.
Another unpacker,
oh
Claire.
Goodness. You are off to the races, good sir.
A 5-2 lead at that race, good madam. Let's see if that lead can be extended. Going back to the phone lines. Hi, Jury in a Hurry. On vacation, do you unpack completely or live out of that suitcase?
Live out of that suitcase. Who
Amen.
Knows what's in those drawers?
Right? Ew, yuck.
The drawers are fine.
Don't worry. Don't think about it.
I'd be more worried about, like, the linens. Doesn't that bug you a little bit, or the towels?
Well, no, because everything's white and they bleach it, and bleach will kill everything.
Hey, Jury in a Hurry, you're on vacation. Do you unpack your clothes into the closet or kind of live out of the suitcase?
I unpack my clothes. I'm with you, Eric.
Well, thank you very much.
You guys are so polite.
We are very polite travelers.
We unpack our clothes
well
and
organized.
We say please and thank you.
And make sure to tip the person at the front desk.
You nerds.
Hi, Jury in a Hurry. It is vacation time. You get into the hotel room. Do you live out of the suitcase or do you unpack?
Personally, I like to unpack. Sorry. But I bring like sanitizing wipes with me.
Oh, unpack plus.
Oh my gosh, there's an extra. extra step.
I'll take the vote. I'll take the win.
Doesn't matter.
And I'll take the tip.
I tip my hat to you.
Thank you for settling our debate and also letting me know I should probably clean those drawers
out. Clean the drawers first.
Yes.
Ew.
Tell us your story. It's Songversations with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Yeah. Let's hear your response. What's the song that made you fall in love with your favorite artist?
So, Victoria's Secret, Jack.
Oh, cool.
So, I have a daughter, and she's just the epitome of what our young girls need to hear.
That's a message, right? That's a song that has a little bit of something else to it.
Yeah, I have a daughter, I have nieces, and it's just nice to have an artist out there that has their back, you know, and that they're going to look up to and listen to.
Cool response. I love it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Hey, were you calling for Songversations?
Yeah.
Yeah, what song made you fall in love with your favorite artist?
Fireflies by Owl City, way back when.
This is you'd be like a fellow Ben fan. Ben's a big Owl City. I got a few seconds left. What is it about? Is it the sound or what specifically?
Yeah, it was just so positive and upbeat, and it was just kind of enchanting and different from everything else.
Awesome.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.